Exercise 10, page 71.
Phobias. As the doors of the lift close, your hands start to sweat. It's only a 10-second trip to the sixth floor, but your heart is beating fast. You're shaking like a leaf and you can't catch your breath. Everyone else in the lift seems calm. So what are you afraid of? Well, it sounds like you have claustrophobia, which is a fear of enclosed spaces. If you have a phobia like this, you're not alone. People can have either common phobias, like a fear of insects, needles, and the dark, or some very strange ones indeed. Vicky Larrieux's fear of vegetables, for example, lacanophobia, makes a trip to the supermarket a nightmare. There are many other cases of odd phobias, such as ablutophobia, fear of washing, anthophobia, fear of flowers, catoptrophobia, fear of mirrors, and even phobophobia, the fear of phobias themselves. Some of these fears might sound ridiculous to you, but to a person who suffers from them, they are very real. Sufferers may miss out on opportunities, such as going on holiday, because they're afraid of flying, feel embarrassed about their phobia, even get teased by their friends. To understand the reason why some people have phobias, first we need to understand fear itself. When we sense danger, our brain sends signals to pump adrenaline around our body. Our heart beats faster, our skin sweats to keep us cool, and our muscles tense so that we are ready to escape the danger. This response is called fight or flight, which is necessary for our survival. If we met a bear while hiking, for instance, we would need to be ready to escape, fast. When someone suffers from a phobia, however, the danger is mostly in their minds. It's neither real nor rational. Maybe someone who is afraid of bees, for instance, once got badly stung by a bee. Their brain now remembers the experience and triggers a fear reaction every time they see a bee, or sometimes even just a photo of a bee. The fear signal is very strong, so the person believes the situation that they are in is more dangerous than it really is. So what's the solution for someone who has a phobia? Well, many try to avoid the places and situations which make them afraid, but this only keeps the fear strong. It's much better for the person to try to face their fear, little by little. A person who is afraid of dogs, for example, could start by looking at a photo of a dog. Then they could stand near someone with a dog on a lead and slowly work up to the most difficult thing for them, maybe petting a dog. As they get used to the thing that they are afraid of, they will realize that their worst fear doesn't come true. In time, the brain will change how it reacts, and their phobia will disappear for good.